Jerry, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Speaking of big happenings, part of our Mix 100 All Access Summer, we brought in the band Camino yesterday to the Mix 100 studios. What a nice bunch of fellas they were, right?
I loved it. I love them. I was so excited that they came and played some of their big hits. I know Josh is a big fan as well.
Yes,
so
they were awesome.
Like a little mini concert for us. It was fabulous.
Yeah, they came in, played three of their hits. We had a full house with a bunch of listeners in here. We gave them some pizza, and they were able to ask questions.
Yeah.
And big fans of the band Camino in here, too, because during a couple of their songs, the audience was just singing their hearts out.
Yeah, it was
which
cute.
Was really fun to see, right?
That's who we want in here to experience it, too. I mean, one of their favorite bands up close and personal like that.
Yeah. Ooh. I shook so many hands yesterday.
Me too.
when everybody left, I went right over the sink and used the antibacterial.
You the germaphobe, I get it, but it was still fun.
There was a few wet hands, you know?
The pizza. Oh.
I don't mind
it.
Shaking hands greasy. And meeting people. No. It wasn't even greasy. It was just wet hands. I think it was, you know, they're nervous. A few people were nervous to be in here at a radio station meeting on-air people in a band. And a few times I was like, oh, that's a wet hand, isn't it? I think one of my favorite moments from yesterday, though, was, you know, while we're waiting for the band to arrive, everybody's just kind of hanging out and we're meeting everybody and we're chowing down on pizza and stuff. Uh-huh. And we had a few minutes, so I was like, all right. Which one of you wants to come here into the studio and start the next song?
Oh, yeah, that was fun.
So everybody filed into this room here where all the controls are. And it's not a massive room, but we had like 20 people in here all crammed in. And, what was her
Amanda.
Name? Amanda.
Amanda.
That's right. Yeah. Sweet Amanda was the lucky chosen one to start the next song here at Mix. So I took it out of autopilot because we've got like an autopilot feature. And she came over and fired the jingle and then boom, fired the next song. And everyone was like, yay!
You
basically can take over the morning show now.
Yeah!
You know what you're doing. And then for the next 5-6 minutes, I proceeded to show them all the other buttons and what things do in here. And where the cameras are and what screen does what. And during that time, that song had ended, and we forgot to put it into autopilot.
Oh,
so
no.
We had about 5 or 6 minutes of dead air. As I'm in here, big shot, showing them everything that we're doing. Yeah, it's kind of a big deal. A lot of years of practice. Total dead air. Big Rob came running in. He's like, we're off the air. And I was like, yeah, I know. I was showing him like what happens when we're off
the air. Exactly right.
Don't worry about it, Big Rob. We got it under control.
All right, everybody, hold on to your butts. It's time for a Mix 100 sports report.
I guess the NFL has teamed up with Disney, Champion, and Fanatics for something pretty ridiculous, but also kind of cutesy and fun. Every NFL team now has an official Disney-related character pairing.
Okay.
It's just a way, it's a cash grab.
Yeah.
So what they're doing is they're going to have a bunch of merch and, you know, t-shirts and apparel, all sorts of gear, with Disney characters dressed as the team that they represent, essentially.
Which one is ours?
The Broncos gets Maximus from Tangled. It's that horse.
The horse.
They say he's got toughness, grit, pioneering spirit. Everything that's supposed to fit Denver. So that's what we get is a goofy horse from Tangled.
An awesome
no,
horse.
He was cool. Right.
He's the best horse. He's so
okay,
funny.
Fine. Why are you yelling at
I
me right now?
I love that movie so much.
The Raiders are getting Darth Vader.
Oh,
that's a good good look. The Vikings are getting Thor. The Lions are getting Simba. The Seattle Seahawks, unfortunately, get the mine seagulls from Finding Nemo. San Francisco 49ers are getting Stinky Pete, the prospector from Toy Story.
Oh, that's good.
Washington Commanders get Ham, the pig from Toy Story. who else is getting? The Jets are getting Buzz Lightyear. That's a good one.
Oh, that's cool.
The Atlanta Falcons are actually getting the Millennium Falcon. So it's a fun little pairing. It's kind of cutesy for the season.
I like that.
Helps you get fired up. Bringing the bunch of kids into the football spirit as well. And weird Disney adults.
Yeah.
I would imagine that are like have no idea about football, but now they're like, oh,
yeah, we get
Captain Hook is part of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I'm in.
Sold.
I feel like I'm Peter Pan. I'm a Disney adult. I have no friends. All right, so this thing from Ranker.com is out this morning. They do these polls on there. And yes, with football season just around the corner, like the full season, they're talking about the best tailgating foods. This comes out every year about this time.
Okay.
No big surprise for number one, hamburgers, followed by chicken wings, followed by hot dogs.
Yep.
Further down the list, we're getting chocolate brownies. Is that good tailgating food?
Oh, yeah.
I feel like if you're at the Mile High City, they're probably spiked, if you know what I mean.
That's probably why they made the list.
With the pot weeds.
Hey.
Katie's familiar. Pigs in a blanket is on the list. Seven-layer dip.
It's a good one.
Don't go eight, though. That's just too many layers.
Too many things. Baked
potato skins. Are people bringing potato skins to the tailgate?
Potato skins are good.
Anyway, some of the votes at the very bottom. Peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. Trail mix.
That's somebody.
Imagine being the guy pulling up at the Mile High. Hey, I got trail mix over here.
Peanut butter sandwiches, anybody?
You guys ready for the big game? I got some oatmeal raisin cookies and some trail mix. Anybody want some hummus? I got hummus over here before the big game.
Ew.
I got a pot of beans.
Yeah, right.
Who wants some beans and an oatmeal raisin cookie? Those are at the bottom
of
the list.
Exactly,
I know, right?
Right?
Who wants an oatmeal raisin cookie before they go to Hut Hut?
Those are Raider fans. That's who's got that grub at their tailgate.
So bad.
Silly.
What else is silly? What else is going on?
All right, we're
going
to head to Bavaria because I just found out that they have a thing called the German Finger Wrestling Championships, and apparently these are so popular. This is their 65th annual Finger Wrestling Championship, and it draws around 150 to 200 competitors.
That's what I call prom night.
I know. Make all the jokes. The only thing that is not good.
That's what I called my wedding night. Okay, what?
I wanted to talk about this because of where it takes place, too. It's in Pflugdorf Stadium.
Yeah.
I love the German language because everything sounds so funny, but this is an unusual sport where
show me your Pflugdorf.
Okay. More jokes. It puts two.
Is that what they call the middle finger?
No, I wasn't referring to the finger. Please continue. Show me your Pflugdorf, baby.
It just puts two opponents against each other where they have to lock fingers at the middle finger and try to throw their arm off the table, essentially.
Okay.
And that's finger wrestling.
Hold on. The champion, Ferdinand, talked about how much pain he goes through, but he keeps coming back every single year to try to be the Pflugdorf champion.
Oh, they keep coming back. I'll tell you that much.
That's what it's called, man.
Yeah, they keep coming back.
Pflugdorf championship.
It's a centuries-old tradition that continues attracting dedicated competitors each year. They have a 65-year history of this.
So this is different than thumb wrestling.
Totally. It's your
one, two, three,
fingers.
Four. Yeah. I declare thumb war.
Ready, go.
Yeah. And go. It's different.
We've got receipts. We've got drama. We've got Denver talking.
It's the Mile High Hype
with JKJ.
Legends and icons
on Mix 100.
Yeah, the hype is all brought to you by our good friends at Mountain High Appliance, where you can get amazing savings throughout all their showrooms, whether you're replacing one appliance or remodeling an entire ding-dang kitchen. You can find top brands and expert advice. Just go to mountainhighappliance.com. All right, so today the National Park Service turns 110 years old.
Aww.
So that means you get free admission. Entrance fees are waived today for U.S. citizens and residents. So I'm going to head out here in just a bit and make my way up to Yellowstone.
Yeah.
But anyway, if you're heading up to like Rocky Mountain National Park today, just know that it's probably going to be packed. Free days usually bring in a lot of people.
Exactly.
So just a heads up on that. But that's kind of fun. That's a nice thing to do is just open up the gates and let people experience some of the beautiful parks that this country has. So happy birthday. Jessica Simpson is going back in front of the reality cameras. Netflix is making a new documentary about Jessica Simpson more than 20 years after newlyweds Nick and Jessica. They turned their marriage and everyday life into some early 2000s reality TV gold, didn't they?
Yeah, they sure did.
That's where we got the chicken of the sea, right?
Yes.
It's this chicken or is this tuna? The new series will cover Jessica Simpson's music career, her personal life, business success, as she's, I guess, Is she trying to get back out there? Is she dropping new music? I haven't heard.
I haven't either, but she always has something going on, right? Whether it's fashion, makeup.
That's the thing. She's got that fashion line. Isn't she a billionaire?
She's got a book, too.
So.
Absolutely. No, she did well.
She doesn't need this goofy TV series. Why is she doing this?
Maybe she misses it.
I guess. You know? I guess once you reach that level of celebrity, maybe you just kind of crave the attention still.
Absolutely. And I think, like, there's a whole generation who don't really know who she is.
Yeah, there is that.
This is a way for her to get back out in front of people. And, I mean, reality shows, they can spawn a whole new, celebrity. So, who knows? She might find a brand new audience.
I'm just in the mindset of, if I had $1 billion, I would just disappear and live my life. Leave me alone. I don't need the social media headaches. And
I would own a mountain.
Yes, exactly.
I would buy a mountain.
Get a mountain and dig a hole and live inside the mountain is what I would do. All right, so if you got a little baby human child brewing inside you right now and you're trying to think of a name, there's an emerging trend right now. Naming your kids after weapons is a big thing right now. Some of the names that are popping: Gunner, Caliber, Trigger, Blade, Cannon, Remington, Beretta, Colt, Ruger. Very strong masculine names, I guess. A lot of people are wondering, though, are these going to become a little too aggressive in the naming department? A little too violent? At what point do we say, you can't name your baby Tank?
Well, let's be honest. In this day and age, somebody's going to get offended. Somebody's going to get offended by your baby named Trigger.
I know.
They are.
This is my son Trigger.
This is going to happen.
Weapons-inspired names, they say, give your kid a renegade spirit. Maverick is ranking higher than ever. Cowboy-style names like Dutton, Stetson, and Boone are climbing on the charts. But yeah, they're saying just strong, independent, masculine names are popping right now. This is my son Bazooka and my daughter Hypersonic Missile.
Cousin IED.
They are saying that some of these names could come with baggage. It could become a joke down the road, obviously, right?
Come on.
Landmine, how come nobody picks you for tetherball? Poor little landmine.
Poor fella.
All right, then one quick final thing. We know a little bit more about Frozen 3 now. Disney revealed some details. Anna and Kristoff are getting married, and there's a new villain coming. And apparently Olaf is getting a love interest named Samantha.
There's going to be a third one?
Yeah. So there's a third Frozen coming out because it's a cash grab. Each one's made like $1 billion.
They're not just going to let it go?
No. Let it go. Let it go. No, they're saying, hey, we got to get Olaf a girlfriend. And he's going to do some freaky stuff with that carrot nose, I think, in this new one. So.
Those stick arms.
Have anyone seen my carrot now? Okay, there you go. What else you got?
All right, well, United making some pretty big news today, actually announcing the largest international network expansion in company history today. So they announced 10 new international cities across Europe and Asia out of some of its hubs in like San Fran and Washington and whatnot. But they're also launching a nonstop daily service from DIA to Paris beginning in May.
Ooh la la!
People are really excited about that. I mean, before it took you a few stops to get out there to the city you love, and now nonstop flight right there to the tower.
London, I see France, I see Katie's underpants. I'd be singing that on that airplane
the whole time.
Pick a different person in each row,
put your butt with the luggage. That's what I do. Okay. They're also debuting the newest international aircraft for all of this stuff. It's called the A321XLR.
I'm going to name my baby that.
It's called Born to Explore. So, yeah, a lot of big things coming for United.
Side note, my wife is not pregnant. All right, what else you got?
Oh, okay.
Waiting for the text. Jeremy,
that.
I didn't know you guys were expecting again.
Clarify that. Okay, and then this story coming out of the week. Wheat Ridge Police Department, residents and the PD there have noted a major surge in the use of e-bikes. A lot of them. A lot of them are out and about. I mean, I think this really started popping off after those organized rides where you had like hundreds of e-bikes and motorbikes lining the street, not paying attention to streetlights, really causing a ruckus, particularly along the Clear Creek Greenbelt is where they're really seeing a lot of this activity. But they're considering putting some things like,
Excuse me, how many wattage is that motor there you have on your e-bike?
Well, they're going to start really cracking down on this stuff. So now they're thinking about putting speed limits on the trails. So you're going to see speed
limit signs
on the trails. Requirements when it comes to helmets for minors, which I think they should do anyway.
There goes all the fun.
And then restrictions on some of these vehicles on the path. So, yeah, they're really going to start cracking down because people can't be smart. Like, just be smart about it. Don't try to take out somebody walking their
dog. Obviously, yes, be careful and stuff. But like, if nobody's out there, zip around, have some fun.
No.
Do they have trails where the e-bikes can go and just tear it up?
I think that that's what they're
trying to areas now?
Yes, that is what they're trying to get, you know, a place where people can go and tear it up, as you said, Jer, so they don't have to do that on the paths.
Because it's fun.
It is fun, but there are people and dogs walking.
I know, but
trails.
I want areas then that I can go and open that baby up.
Yes.
You know, fast and furious. Yeah. I live my life a quarter mile at a time on my e-bike.
Yes. Dang song. Okay, so they're trying to figure out a timeline and everything. Okay. So just so you know, that's in the works. And then it is here. It's here. Fat Marmot Week is upon us.
Leave my mother-in-law out of this.
I'm so excited. You can vote for your favorite chubby marmot all week long.
Yeah.
This is coming out of Crested Butte, and it's the Rocky Mountain Biological Laboratory's Marmot Project who's behind it. They're inviting the public to join in the voting for a tournament-style competition. So there's a bunch of different marmots that you can choose from, and they're getting people excited about the Alpine residents by really highlighting the unique summer process. So this is why they're fat. The animals, they feed almost constantly on grass and wildflowers, roughly doubling their body weight as they prepare for about 5 months of hibernation.
So they just never stop eating.
They don't stop eating.
It's like
they
people at the Golden Corral.
Graze, exactly. It's like their own endless buffet.
Is that a chocolate fountain over there?
They're on their e-scooters.
Yeah.
I love it. So voting goes until Friday at fatmarmotweek.com, but we're going to crown that little Gordo winner on Saturday. I'm so excited.
What a cute little competition.
Little fat little marmot baby.
Your mom's a fat marmot.
Yeah.
Try to work that into casual conversation today, you guys.
Jerry, Katie, and Josh. Mix 100.
Can you believe we're already talking about the annual leaf peeping trips that people are planning?
Just prepped right up on us.
Colorado's unusual hot and dry year has stressed the aspen trees. If you go up there, all the aspen trees are smoking. They're taking their anxiety meds. They're saying that the stress could cause the leaves to change earlier than normal because more than three quarters of Colorado is experiencing severe drought right now. So they're saying just in a couple weeks here, September 10th is when the leaves could start changing. Your best spots to go see those changes, Steamboat, Cameron Pass, Rabbit Ears Pass. And then just a few days later, September 13th, boy, they really got it narrowed down. They say you could start to see the changes in Rocky Mountain National Park, Peak to Peak Highway, the mountains west of Denver and Boulder. So the shift is going to start happening.
Well, it makes
sense. It's that time.
It makes total sense because all the produce came a couple weeks early with the corn, the peaches, the cherries. All of it came early this year because of the weather. So it makes sense that they would change early as well.
It makes sense, too, because like Walmart and Costco and Sam's Club, they already have the Halloween candy out. So the trees were like, well, I guess it's time.
You wet.
No.
Whoop, whoop. We're my basic biatches.
No, we don't raise our hands for that.
Whoop, whoop.
We don't want to be that, Jeremy.
With your Lululemon pants and your Kate Spade bags and your Kia Telluride. Where you at? Whoop, whoop. I got a story for you. Starbucks is officially declaring its fall because the fall menu launches today, including the pumpkin spice latte.
Yeah. I just want to celebrate.
can roll up in carpool today with your PSL. You they excited,
need,
Katie?
They need to just
you okay over
that.
There? Did
they
I shock have, you?
Well,
you're
no,
staring
you
at me.
No, shock me. I just like when we talk about this specific drink, it kind of it gets me going.
It makes me disgusted.
No,
they're
I
gross.
Love it. They're absolutely it's, delicious.
It's for
and
the basics.
It is something that needs to be available year round. The fact that I have to like special order my pumpkin stuff on Amazon in March is absolutely bananas. I want it all the time. So that's what, the fact that they make such a big deal about it, I'm like, I want to be able to roll in at any time and get my pumpkin fixed.
Last year, Katie's daughter stole a jug of the pumpkin puree from Starbucks, and Katie had it in the fridge here for like 6 months. It was nasty.
Yep, I did.
So anyway, happy PSL day today.
Hello.
Okay, here we go.
My Starbucks. Uh-huh.
They're going all in. I mean, they got the pumpkin spice cold brew, the cream chai, the frappuccino, the iced pecan crunch latte with some pumpkin in it. Yeah, the list goes on and on. They've got a new shaken espresso with pumpkin in it, a new pumpkin spice chai, a pumpkin cream matcha. Good God. They're also going heavy. I kind of like this. With banana this fall season.
Yes.
The iced banana latte and the iced banana bread chai. And then something they call the chider, which combines chai and apple cider flavors.
Why
so it's like
I,
apple cider and chai.
Why do I love that name so much?
Chider?
Chider?
Yeah. I would try that, I think.
I would, too.
I'm all in on the banana stuff, too. I like banana. Oh, speaking of, did you know it's banana split day today, too?
Is it really?
Yeah.
I love me a good banana
do
split.
Do you?
I do.
I was reading this, I'm like... Who the hell goes in and says, I'll take a banana split? I've never seen anybody in my life order a banana split.
Bananas hate to see me coming. No,
really?
I love, because there's nothing else that puts banana in the ice cream. Like, unless you get a special shake that is like a banana, like, you know, monkey shake or something like that.
Okay.
That's the only time you're going to get banana with ice cream. Otherwise, it's really the only traditional dish that we offer banana in the ice cream. It
That's
is.
That's a funny way to put it. It's a traditional dish featuring banana.
It is. It's got the pineapple and the red.
Yeah.
Sauce and the chocolate. And again, the combination of it is so good. When I went over to Grand Junction this weekend, there's a little ice cream shop called Graff Dairy that I love. And they have like four different options of banana splits. And
I've never seen anyone over 10 order a banana split
I
in my life.
I love so much. I do.
You know what it
it's
is?
The best combo.
It's funny. Anyone over 10 and then anyone under like... 76, let's say. Because it's always children ordering it.
Yeah.
And then you go in and there's always like a little old man sitting at the booth in Dairy Queen with denim on denim, denim shirt tucked into his denim pants, and a trucker hat kind of sitting right there just resting on the top of his head. Making that banana split his biatch. That's
his
the only
weekly,
time I see people. Yes!
His weekly treat. He gets to go into the DQ.
And he's like on a first name basis. They're like, Herb!
Yeah,
I'll take the regular. Make it a double banana today.
Yeah,
I'm feeling saucy.
Two whole bananas. I need the potassium.
Yeah, my doctor says I'm low on the potassium. Well, it's no secret that when you do a morning radio show, God, all of us on here, we don't sleep very well. But Katie's got a suggestion as to how we start sleeping better, I guess.
Stop leaving your loops open, Jer. Jeez.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
My loops?
Yeah. The texts that you have ignored, the vacation supplies you still need to order, the hard conversations you've been avoiding.
What?
All of these things. Repeatedly putting off tasks because they feel too daunting may seem pretty harmless, right? It's not. It's not. And I love the way this story talked about a specific thing. For example, a hole in your jacket pocket. You realize it every time you put your keys or your phone in there.
Sure.
It drops. You neglecting to fix it. When you put your keys in there and they drop, that is you thinking, oh no, I need to fix my jacket pocket. You do that a lot. And then you're just thinking, like, if you would have just fixed
it. Is that what I'm thinking about? about before I go to bed?
If you didn't fix it, then you wouldn't had to have fought it five different times. So that's what they're saying is even though you think thinking a thought is harmless, it uses your brain energy. It uses your brain activity, and that is something your brain can't use for something else.
Side note, I lost my keys about 4 weeks ago.
I know you did.
So if anyone finds my keys, it's got a little Ariat leather tag on it from Ariat, the cowboy company. It's leather. It smells good. And there's a wad of keys attached to it.
There you go.
If anyone sees those keys anywhere, please reach out. Jeremy at mix100.com.
You still haven't found them?
Still have no. I haven't checked my mail in weeks.
You
my dude.
I don't know where they're at.
All right, but anyway.
Anyway, closing the loops.
Well, that's it. How many repetitive thoughts that you're just carrying around and how much space that's taking up in your brain. And here, this is where I fall guilty to it. I have a routine at night that I do the same thing. I get my purse in my bedroom, and in my purse are my car keys and the garage door opener. And I make sure, and my sunglasses, they are in there. So when I leave in the morning, everything's ready.
That's
to
smart.
Go, right?
Yeah.
But there are times at night, if I don't do it, it'll keep me up. Like, I will get out of bed to make sure these things are in my purse, even though if I'm like this ready to go to sleep.
At least you know where your keys are.
At least I know where my keys are. Exactly. But they say, like, this is a lot more deep than that. They say the psychologists who study procrastination say it's right to address these issues because it is the cost of doing the same task in terms of time, energy, and emotional fatigue. And if you're doing this over and over, again, it is tiring you out. So by the end of the day, cooking dinner, you're exhausted because you thought about your lost keys all day.
All day
long.
You know
what I mean? All day long, just tiring you out.
I guess it's nice in theory.
Yeah, no, it's not a theory.
You can't accomplish everything every day, so you're always going to have something. You're always going to have a loop that's not closed.
But if
it's impossible to close all your loops.
Should. If you can close it, you should.
So don't procrastinate.
If it's a small task that you're just avoiding because you don't want to, they're saying doing it is way better for you than just continuing to procrastinate.
So if I go home and scoop dog poop today, I'm going to sleep like a baby tonight?
Well, yeah. Because if you think about scooping dog poop all day until 7 o'clock when you actually do it.
I do, actually. It's a problem I have.
That's what I mean. Like, this rings true also in just worrying. I think about this all the time. I try really hard not to worry about something before it's happened. Because why worry about something twice? If you're going to worry about it when it happens, why continue to worry about it before it happens?
What are you worrying about
this
right
now? This is a lot. Nothing. Not going to worry about
not
it until
not a care
it
in the world?
Not a care in the world.
You're not worrying about anything?
Like a duck.
What?
Until it happens, I'm not going to worry.
You have
about
no boy
it.
Trouble right now?
No. Oh,
nothing.
No.
That's why you don't have any worries.
I am so free.
Katie's not sending nudes to anybody right now.
Look at me go.
Good morning. The fun starts now with Fast Five.
Silly little game that we play.
We listen every morning on the way to school.
Let's light up these phone lines.
The Mighty Duck.
Soap dispenser.
A fire starter.
Captain Marvel.
Valvoline.
How fast can you be?
Being on the spot seems to get people in a pickle.
Right?
It's time to play Fast Five.
With Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Go! Definitely the most popular radio contest in Denver, Colorado. I will tell you that much. It is Fast Five, brought to you by our very good partners up at Bally's Casino Blackhawk. Hello to the crew at Bally's this morning. They've got the best value with $5 blackjack and $5 menu items daily. Thank you very much for their support. Here's how it works. Call in at 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. We'll get you on the air, get to know you a little bit, and then I'll toss a category at you. Start a 10-second timer, and you got to give me five things that have to do with that category in that 10 seconds. Sounds easy, but boy, when you're on the spot. But it sounds like something, if it sounds like something that you could pull off, 303-691-1649. We had a in-studio listener event yesterday with a bunch of our listeners, and I brought them here into the studios. And one of the first things they said was, Jeremy, play the Winnie Win sound. So I played him the Winnie Win sound here in the studios. They loved it. So if you win today, you can also ask me to play the Winnie Win sound. But you got to call in and play 303-691-1649. 1649. Katie, examples.
Okay, you've asked for a lot of things, like five things that you would find outside of a nightclub, or five non-English ways to say goodbye. The one that won it yesterday was Dave, and he could name five things that are sold in rolls. No problem. Got the top prize.
There you go.
Big winner that, Dave. So, yeah, you never know what you're going to ask, Jeremy.
If you guys get placed on hold, which is what is happening right now, don't hang up. Don't freak out. On hold is a good thing. It means you're in. We'll get to you and tell you all about getting off your speakerphone and your Bluetooth, all that. So don't hang up if you get placed on hold. 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. Definitely a lot of people playing this week because of the prize.
Yeah, you don't want to hang up because you want this prize. It's Dave Matthews Band at Fiddler's coming up on Friday. They always put on such a great show, and Fiddler's has to be their favorite venue to perform at because they're always there. But you'll score a pair of tickets if you can win Fast Five today.
Let's do it. Moms, dads, are you hanging in the carpool lane? I think pretty much all the schools are back. Kids, bug your parents to call in. Let's have some fun. 303-691-1649. Looks like Fred was the first one in. It's Fred. Hi, Fred.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, buddy. How come my screen here says Fred with crazy kids?
Oh, because they're going nuts in the background. We're just pulling up to daycare right now.
Oh, okay. Who do you got with you in the car?
Oh, my son Cashton. And my daughter, Rosalie.
Oh, those are cute names. Hi, kids.
Hi.
Have them holler hi.
Say hi.
Hi.
Aww.
Hi.
Oh, I love the baby voice.
What are you doing after you drop those monsters off, Fred? What do?
Oh, work construction.
Yeah, the boy.
Yeah.
Get out there. Yep. What are you building right now?
Installed today.
What are you doing?
Installing three windows.
Nice. Well, thank you for working hard, buddy. Let's do some Fast Five with you. I got a movie one for you to kick things off, all right? In 10 seconds, no help, no sequels, but in 10 seconds, I need five movies starring the very talented, may he rest, Heath Ledger. Go.
Heath Ledger, Batman.
No. Those kids were distracting you, huh? They're yapping in the background there.
Yeah, I'm getting distracted. Sorry, guys.
By far the best Joker, right?
Yeah.
In The Dark Knight.
Oh, yeah.
10 Things I Hate About You. Josh's favorite, Brokeback Mountain. He was in that. A Knight's Tale, The Patriot.
Josh.
He was in all sorts of movies, Fred.
All right, thank you.
Have a good day, buddy. See you later. You guys should have just heard Josh in my headphones right now in the room next door.
Yeah.
Catherine. Hi, Catherine.
Good morning.
Well, how do you do?
Pretty good. My daughter heard that you guys were doing Dave tickets, so she handed me the phone. I'm so excited.
Yeah, she's a big fan, huh?
Yeah, you know Iris. She hands me the phone often, remember?
I will take your word on that.
Yes.
We talk to thousands of people each and every day. How old's your daughter?
She's 13.
Oh, okay. Well, good luck. I mean, this can be a big disappointment if you lose today, Catherine.
Oh, but try your best, Catherine. You got this.
I will.
Why don't you tell her to get a job and buy her own tickets? How about that?
She's 13. Jeez, where's she going to get a job?
She can do stuff.
Thank you. Yeah.
My son had a little 3D printing business going on. How have her do that? Have her go door to door mowing lawns.
I'm sure she's
shoveling
doing
snow.
Fine. Everybody's on their own path. Like, I'm sure
there
she'll
we
get
go.
It.
She's
great
on the path of laziness,
on.
It sounds
no,
like, Catherine.
Not everybody.
The mom there has my back.
Exactly. I sure do.
I'm a dad, too. What do we got? What do we got? What do we got? All right. Oh, this is pretty good. 10 seconds. I need five fictional characters that wear armor. Go.
Batman.
Yeah.
Spider-Man.
No.
Superman.
No. Oh. I would have accepted like Thor. Thor's got like a plate of armor and Iron
there we
Man.
Go. Avengers.
Iron Man.
Yeah.
Master Chief from Halo. That's armor. Anyway, there's a there bunch.
You go.
Catherine. Oh, your daughter's gonna hate you now.
Pretty much. Yeah.
I'll just have to
buy the ticket.
Go make her do some chores today, Catherine. We appreciate
you
calling
you guys.
in. Okay, bye.
Catherine.
Bye.
Iris right now is like, shut up.
I know.
Shut up. Yeah. I don't want to do chores. Looks like Bethy made it in. Hi, Beth.
Good morning.
Hi.
What's up, you big goof? What are you doing today?
Just headed into work.
Dump a dump a dump. Yeah. All right.
Let's work.
I work for a family law firm.
All right. Good. Do you like everybody you work with?
I do.
That's good. That's huge.
Yeah.
I think we like about 42% of everybody we work with here.
That's a low number.
42%.
Yeah, that might be shooting a little high, actually.
Oh. I like most of the people.
Do you?
Yeah. I'm a fan. Oh, don't look at me like that.
You should hear her off the air, Beth. Don't let her fool you.
I do, too.
Don't let her fool you. Okay, Bethy, Beth, Beth. Do I want to give you this one? Have you been listening all week?
Nope.
I guess all week is like 2 days. That's okay.
You know, like one day.
Yeah. We might repeat a few of these, but here's yours. The letter T, like turtle, T. I need five companies that start with that letter T. Go.
T-Mobile.
Yep.
Trello.
What?
Taco Bell.
Yep. Come on.
Taco Bueno.
Maybe got three. I don't know. Tesla, Target.
Man,
I didn't even think about Taco Bell. That's good.
That's a good one.
Beth, you
did not get them? Taco Bell, Taco Bueno, Temu.
No, you maybe got four and the buzzer hit. So.
Darn it.
Nah, you didn't get Temu. Your buzzer totally hit, Bethy. Oh, sad day for you. T, too bad.
All right.
We love you, Beth. Have a good day.
Bye, Beth.
Bye. No. Buzzer totally hit on that. Yeah. Here is Emily. Hi, Emily.
Hi, good morning.
Well, good morning to you. What are you doing today?
I am taking the kiddos to school and going to work.
Well, you're the best. Give your kiddos a shout out.
Yep, we got Noah with us, and we just dropped off Olivia.
Well, right on.
What up,
Mom, Noah? Mom on duty. Are you going to zip into Starbucks and get yourself a pumpkin spice latte today?
Ooh. Sure am.
Yes. Yeah. Yep, all the moms are doing it today.
I'll be doing it after the show.
PSL's dropped today. Get it done. All right, this will be kind of fun. This is probably something you'd see in like a children's book. Are you ready?
Okay.
Give me five things that have a propeller. Go.
Airplane, helicopter, drone, RC airplane, RC helicopter.
Nice workaround.
I like that.
Way to work the system. Emily. Oh, sweet Emily. Do you know what you're supposed to say when you win Fast Five?
I am supposed to say, play that winning sound.
Yeah! You did good!
That's awesome!
Thank you!
You know your propellers.
You sure do.
We used to have a guy here at work that called them heckalopters.
And we talked for a living.
I actually was listening yesterday, and they mentioned it. And my son and I were sitting here talking about all the things with propellers.
Yeah.
It was so smart.
It pays to listen. Sometimes I repeat the categories.
Good job, Emily.
Good job with your heckalopters.
Yeah.
Emily, you're going to have to find a sitter, because we're going to be sending you off to Fiddler's Green to go see Dave Matthews Band.
Oh, my gosh.
I love it.
I'm going to go, too. I might bump into you, so keep an eye out,
all right? Awesome. I'll get you a drink.
Oh, that's nice. I'll give you a piggyback ride. It'll be a good time.
Perfect. Yeah, teamwork.
Jerry, Katie, and Josh. Mix 100.
Really quick, I saw this story, and then we're going to get into this roller skating thing this morning. It's 10 millennial trends that Gen Z says are no longer cool. And the final one, I'm so upset by the final one on the list, but let me give you a few of these. Taking photos of your food and posting it online. Soup's cringe, bro. Don't do that anymore.
They're just jealous.
I guess. I don't really do that too much anymore.
I do.
Mostly because I'm like, people don't care that this burrito looks awesome.
I care.
I know. You're the only
really
one
care.
I know. The phrase, I did a thing?
Oh,
barf. Skinny jeans. Because it reminds them of Gru from Despicable Me. Whatever. I like my skinny jeans. I like the way they feel against my legs. Uh-huh. Shut up. Saying LOL out loud.
Are we saying LOL?
I guess somebody out there is going, LOL!
I thought that was just
in their skinny jeans. Open-toed shoes, I guess, are super cringe right now. Okay, whatever. The term adulting. Ooh, I'm adulting. Side parts in your hair. Although, didn't we just talk about how they were coming back?
We did. Yeah. It's all cyclical.
Right. High-waisted jeans. Gosh, what type of pants are acceptable right now?
I know.
All right, and then finally, one that I have been associated with since about 1998. People who do Jim Carrey face, those people are automatically cringy. They're stuck in the 90s and refuse to grow up. It's unoriginal and makes people feel uncomfortable. Aww.
I know, that is so you.
I do it all the time.
That is so you.
I certainly do. Oh, no.
You really do.
They say Jim Carrey face is embarrassing for you and your friends.
Oh,
no.
Wow. Who's coming for it's Jim real? Carrey
Well, you know what?
Face.
I'm going to put my skinny jeans on today. I'm going to make that face, and after I do it, I'm going to be like, I did a thing.
Yeah, you did.
And then I'm going to post a picture of a cheeseburger online.
A cringy thing.
Y'all can suck it, Gen Z.
That's funny.
All right, speaking of being youthful and kid stuff, this lady with the roller skates, huh?
Yeah.
She making the rounds?
Possibly cringy, too. I don't know how I feel about this yet. I mean, it's kind of cute. I didn't like it at first, but now I'm kind of coming on board. So here's the story. There's a woman, her name's Heather, and she posted a flyer in Cheeseman Park. And what it says on the flyer is, my name is Heather, and I'm going to try and roller skate for the first time in my life. Come watch. Is it safe? Probably not. Can I do it? Probably not. August 22nd at 7 p.m., Cheeseman Park at the Pavilion. And people showed up. A lot of people showed up to see Heather skate for her first time, and they loved it. It's all over TikTok. She made so many people happy. And I think that's, again, like when I saw the flyer, I'm like, what are we doing now? What? But she brought a lot of joy to people. Like, a lot of people showed up to see what she was going to do. It made a lot of people laugh. They put it all on TikTok. It was a big turnout and so funny. People are commenting on the post, and they are loving it. They're like, this is the bravest thing I've ever seen. She did a whole photo shoot. This story has been giving me life. I'm following on Instagram. Thank you so much, Heather. And everyone just really commending her.
What a
good idea. And then even we have a quote on the flyer. I'm worried about her safety. Signed, Heather's mom. So it's just, she tried really hard to just make it fun, cheeky, and, you know, but here, you know, she's a grown woman. She's not a teenager or anything. I think they said she's 34 or something like that. So she's a grown woman living her life. And I just thought, you know, this is a way that you can do something. You know, it's a way of putting yourself out there, but going viral, trending for not a bad reason. I liked it for that.
It's got a cute factor of 9.7 in my book.
It does.
It's up there.
I like
how
she's making people smile. And, you know, we love that. That's our job. So I just thought, Heather,
right.
Go, Heather.
That's on our LinkedIn profile.
Yes,
we make people smile.
Yes, we do.
Yes, I like it, especially in a world where everything is so serious and murder, death, kill, and everybody's down in the dumps. It's just something kind of silly and kind of stupid.
Yeah.
To get people out having fun. Not to mention you get to meet other people in the community, make some new friends, and then you get to watch this goofy lady roller skate.
Yeah, yeah.
I like this.
Well, and you had the haters. There were a few people.
Oh, you always will.
I know. And they're like,
you
know.
We get those on our text line all the time.
Absolutely. I mean, that's just life, right? So there are people saying that she was like fake falling and making it a bigger deal than it was. But then
was
there
she?
Are other people.
Did you see a video?
No, I didn't see videos yet, but I'm just reading the comments and people are defending her to the max. They're like, no, this was not staged. You could tell she was just having a really good time and she wanted people to be a part of it. So
roller skates, roller blades,
roller skates,
skates. Okay.
In her first time in her whole life.
I hope she had a helmet on.
Exactly. I
says Mary on
safe.
Next door.
I hope Heather was safe, but I just, again, what a way to bring
it's fun.
fine.
Joy to the masses in an effortless way and really just poking a little fun at yourself. But, you know, you had a good time. I love it.
It reminds me of a few months ago, there was a guy that had the big bin of cheese balls that he picked up from like Costco or Sam's Club. And he posted on like a Reddit thread or something, hey, come to the park and watch me eat this entire jug of cheese balls. And people showed up to watch the guy eat the jug of cheese balls.
He accomplished it. I'd show up to ask him on a date.
You're like, hey, can I lick your fingers?
Exactly my idea of the perfect date, my dude.
I'd like to lick your fingers, please.
Let's be friends at least.
My name's Katie. You might know me from the radio. I'm hard up for love. I like it. It's cute. I can see this expanding into other things where people will be like, you know, come out and watch me learn how to fly a kite or learn how to ride a bike. Watch me learn how to swim.
Well, I think that that's where it
that
might...
That one might be a little
drowned. It might get a little played out, right? Like if
it
people,
might get played out.
Like, the fact that she did it first and she created such a fun atmosphere, I'm just all about it.
Yeah,
but
where
you're
does
right.
it end, right?
I can see a lot of people copying Heather here.
Don't go in the deep end!
Yeah, so... But,
watch me
know.
Walk across Legos with no socks or shoes on.
Howie.
Yeah, where does it
you
end?
Want a date?
Jeez, off the air. Katie's like, ooh, ooh, ooh. Speaking of dating, she got all fired up after we talked about sucking on that guy's fingers. You aren't dating right now, are you?
I mean, not really.
You're looking, but you're not with.
Well, the thing
with.
Is, after Chicago guy, I really stopped hyper-focusing on somebody because I didn't realize how everything
it was all consuming,
I did
right?
yeah, was to kind of get his attention or
my wife's
impress
like that a lot
him.
With me.
With you. Well, when you're in a relationship, it's different. She obviously wants to do things that make your
She's
life
all
better.
All over me constantly.
Yeah, well, can you blame
I'm
her, Jer?
She hates her? Me. Hey, really quick, before we get into your story, that reminds me. I want to read you just a quick text that came in from her.
Yeah, yeah. What'd she say? Hold on,
she messaged me just a little bit ago before 8. She goes, hey, what's the green goo I just stepped in the basement? It's super sticky.
Oh.
What is it? I just go, where? She's like, I don't know. It was in a plastic holder, she said. I go, I have no idea. I go, don't get it on the carpet. And she wrote back, no S word. She says, I'm hopping on 1 foot right now. I'm dying to know what the green goo was in my basement. I don't know. Nobody knows right now.
You better figure that out.
That is apropos of nothing, right?
Yeah.
So there you go. So speaking of dating, what's this dating thing you got?
Okay, so it's a term that's floating around on the socials, and it's called decentering men. Okay, and really it's just a fancy term for doing what I just said, not being completely obsessed with a man or trying to find a man or being on the apps and looking for one and looking pretty for one. Like, it's all consuming. It really
is. So it's like it's self-focus, self-worth.
Intentionally, though. And that's
looking
the thing
at
is,
your goals. It's just focusing on you versus a dude.
Absolutely. And so it's really just like taking all of that energy that you're putting towards, you know, making yourself look good.
Here's the thing, too.
It's like when you're single and when you're out and about, like say you're at a bar and you're hanging out with your friends. Well, if you're in the active state of looking for a partner, a person, your side glance is always looking. Mm-hmm. You're always looking to find something. Your mind's always scattered and wandered, and you could never be 100% fully present. And so when you take that out of the equation, you have so much more energy for your friends, for yourself, for your current situations, your job.
That's when you usually find someone,
Is when you're not
looking. We've heard it a bazillion times.
I mean, that seems to be what everybody says.
You're like,
says.
Whatever, I'm done. I'm focusing on me, my career, my health, whatever. And then, boom, you bump into a dude at the deli, and you're like, oh.
Oh, look at you with your fried chicken. You know I like
no,
fried chicken.
No, you're focusing on your health.
I know. I'm focusing on me, not your fried chicken.
Although that is focusing on your happiness.
It is. You know how much I love fried chicken, but
I like it.
Because again, like we've all been
It sounds
there.
A little harsh to the guys, but.
Well, I think it can be
flipped. I'm sorry.
It can be flipped.
Decentering men right now.
Or decentering women.
Right,
if you're
sure.
in the camp of you're looking for a girlfriend, but it's taking all of your energy and your stuff, well, decenter women, and that might help you out
can
a little bit.
Can we put anything in the decentering? Like any sort of, you're decentering cigarettes? You're decentering alcohol.
Yeah, Because those things, if you
That's
have...
That's a cutesy little term to use all the time.
It is. And if you think about that, if you have a problem with smoking cigarettes, say you're trying to quit and you're just smoking a pack and a half a day, you know what I mean?
Don't like, I know it.
It really does consume you. It's center... You, like, your life is centered around this want for this thing. And if you could take that out of the equation, the peace.
I'm decentering my coworkers.
The freedom. The peace. The freedom.
The peace and the freedom. I'm decentering tailgating.
It's definitely.
I'm talking to you, BMW drivers.
It's definitely worth looking into, and I love how
I like it. It's cute.
The story in itself. Like, it's got a little, you know, thumbnail, right? When you see the story on like a Yahoo website, and it says, "I decentered men, and it worked for me," and it was a before and after picture.
Yeah.
And the before was her.
Sad.
Oh, sad. And then after, I mean, she's wearing a bikini. She's like, "I love life." So I guess it works. So.
All right. This came in from a guy who I'm changing his name to Sniff. Here's why. Sniff wrote in and said, "I need some help settling an argument between me and my parents. I graduated from high school a couple years ago and decided not to go to college because I had no idea what I wanted to do. 2 years later, I still don't know, and now my parents are really putting the pressure on. They keep saying, it's time to make a move. If you don't go now, you're never going to go." Okay, yeah, I get it. "I understand their concern, but I keep hearing horror stories about people taking on massive college debt and then struggling to find a good job. I don't want to spend thousands on a degree, and I don't even know what career I want. Here's where they're really mad. When I graduated, I received a pretty good amount of money from my grandparents and relatives, family, friends. I saved most of it, and I even added some money of my own from working. I want to use that money now to get a nose job.
Oh.
I've hated my nose my entire life. It's been my biggest insecurity. I'm tired of people telling me, 'You're beautiful just the way you are.'"
Oh, the just the way you are part.
"You're beautiful just the way you are, Sniff. My parents think it's completely irresponsible. They say everyone who gave me graduation money assumed it would go towards college or something to help me in my future. My argument is that nobody told me the money could only be used for college. It was a gift. I've saved it for a couple of years. I'm an adult. This is something I want. So who's right? Is spending graduation money on a nose job completely irresponsible? Should I listen to my parents and finally go to college, even though I have no idea what I want to study? I'd especially love to hear from people who have waited a few years to go to college, or people who've had plastic surgery because of a lifelong insecurity." Okay, that's fine, too. How did it work out for you guys? At the very end of this, he does say, "Please change my name, because if my parents hear this and figure out it's me, I'm dead." So, one, I did change his name to Sniff.
Yeah.
And two, dude, Sniff. This is a pretty unique situation. If your parents hear it, they probably know it's going to be you, buddy.
Exactly. I don't know too many other people.
I don't know a lot of people who are wanting to use their college money on a nose job. But anyway, there's that, Sniff. If you want to call in and sound off, what should he do with the money? Use it for school. That's what it was there for. That's what the gifts were for, allegedly, right? 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1MIX. 1649. Would love to give your thoughts, your opinions. This is Show Wants to Know, so we open up the phone lines for you guys. Should Sniff use the money to get that schnoz rebuilt, or should he use it to go to school? 303-691-1649. On the surface, I guess I'm kind of in camp nose job, I think. I don't know.
Why not do that and go to like a trade school, you know?
Yeah, I see the text coming in.
A little bit
about
cheaper.
Trade school. But again, he doesn't know what he wants to do. He's like, "I don't want to go into HVAC."
Well, and that's the thing. If you don't know what you want to do, spending money to decide, like, figure out what you want to do first and then maybe put the money towards it. But don't just go to school because you're being pressured to do so. So I think there's a lot of moving pieces.
That young, though, you could regret spending that much money on a nose job.
Not at all, because you got that nose the rest of your life. You might spend thousands on that degree and never use it.
Well, but the nose, you might not like it. Right? You spend thousands on your nose and it's a crappy nose.
Yeah, it's a one nostril's bigger than the other.
Yeah.
Well, go to somebody reputable. I think the text of the day goes to Zach. He wrote in and said, "Forget the job. I'm just wondering, how bad is this guy's nose?
Oh, Zach.
Oh, Zach, you funny. All right, 303-691-1649. Here is Phil. Phil made it in. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How's it going?
Well, we're super dupes. What do you think about this guy's dilemma? Are you in team school or team schnoz?
Okay, I had the same question as Zach. Like, how bad is his nose? Is this like Wicked Witch of the East kind of nose, or like a Groot nose? And so,
well, let's assume,
what kind of nose?
Let's assume that it might be kind of bad. He's been insecure about it his whole life.
Okay, so I probably would have been bullied, right, about it my whole life. I've seen some crazy transformations of noses, so I am on team nose.
Okay.
To each their own.
Yeah, I kind of am too, because I feel like, Phil, we've all kind of got something, right? Something that we're insecure about that would be nice to fix if we had the money.
Yeah, but if this guy's like, extreme, like, or like, you know those caricatures that people draw of people? If that's the first thing that the artist draws is this guy's nose, and it's been his whole life, like, I'm okay with that.
When the guy draws the picture, he just does an elephant's trunk.
Yeah, I know. Jeremy.
Phil, I got you in camp schnoz. I appreciate you sounding off this morning, my friend. Here is Jen. Hi, Jen.
Hi. How are you guys today?
Well, we're super dupes. We're breathing easy in here. What are your thoughts on this guy's situation?
Okay, so I have a different take on this. We all have things that we don't like about ourselves, and I don't know if it was written in stone that that's what he had to use the money for. I know that kind of is stated rule, that that's kind of what people think he's going to use it for, but he's a grown man. So my take on this is take the money and go get yourself a home, get yourself an apartment, move out of your parents' home. So there seems to be a little control with that and them bossing him around and what he wants to do. I know that they want the best for him, but sometimes school isn't for everyone. And there's successful people out there that don't go to school. So get yourself a condo, get yourself a home, and then whatever's left over. And obviously he can save money because he said in the letter that he put money with whatever was given to him.
Mm-hmm.
Save whatever you need for the nose job after that. But get out from underneath your parents and live your life.
Well, you got his whole life mapped out.
That's
for
really
him,
good advice.
Second, then find yourself a nice girl and propose at a park and have your wedding in Nashville.
No. That was good, though, Jen. You had a lot of really good points.
And then you need 2.3 children and a swing set in the backyard. Okay. So am I putting you in camp schnoz then, not camp school?
I would say,
in the long run,
do it. If it makes you feel, we all have something that we just don't like about ourselves, and it'll never be, you'll never feel good about yourself if you don't do it, So some people.
Jen, really quick, I got to get to one more person, but what would you, if you had the money, what would you change about yourself?
Oh, gosh, if I can make myself taller, that would be great.
All right.
It's not going to happen.
We'll get you some leg implants.
There we go.
Jen, thank you so much for sounding off today. We can't thank you enough. Here's Justine. Hi, Justine.
Hi, good morning.
Well, hello. All right, what do you think about Mr. Sniff? Are you in camp school or schnoz?
I'm actually for camp schnoz. I have two kids, one when she graduated, got her boobs on one. Bought a car with her money. It was a gift to them. I told her when she got her breast done that it was totally acceptable to spend that money. If she wants that confidence, if that's going to improve her confidence in life, that'll be something that she carries with her for life. So self-confidence is just as important as school.
Literally carries along with her every day.
But you're right. Like, to feel good. Like, because we had a good point in the last call where their whole life they deal with this kind of stigmatism. So it's like, clearly it's been a thing for them for a minute. So, if it gives you that confidence moving forward into the next stage, I'm all for it.
All right.
Well, and if somebody wanted braces, nobody would think twice about braces.
Exactly.
It's the same thing, straining your teeth.
Yeah, it's an appearance thing.
I would think twice because I like gummy bears and gum, but
that's different, Jer.
Justine, we can't got you in camp schnoz. It was unanimous. Everybody's voting camp schnoz for
everyone
this guy.
Everyone is,
Mr. Sniff, if you're listening this morning,
Mr. Smith.
They're saying, don't worry about the cash, dude. Your parents will be fine. You're an adult now. It's your money. Maybe you don't need to go to college. Go get that freakishly large nose done. If anyone else has a dilemma they want to sound off about, you can always send us a message to Jeremy, Katie, Josh on Facebook and Instagram. Really, really quick. I've only got like 30 seconds. Katie, you had the money. What would you change about yourself?
Oh, I don't know. I wasn't ready for this.
Josh?
Height. I want to be shorter. I'm too tall.
Katie?
I don't know. Maybe I'd get the old girls done, too.
Okay. That'd be smart.
Shut up, Jeremy.
Hey, I would do a certain reduction surgery, actually, because it's just too much.
That big old head on top of your shoulders? Well, is that what?
Close.
It's going to blast off into the Mix 100 Sports Report. Time to see what's going on in the world of sports, silly.
So NFL teams have just drafted Disney characters. This is a team up, sports lingo, between the NFL, Disney, Champion, and Fanatics. They're doing something pretty ridiculous this season, but the Disney adults seem to love it. Each team is picking a Disney character and incorporating them into all their gear and merch.
Well, that's neat.
Denver Broncos, you're getting Maximus from Tangled, the horse.
Yes, I love him.
They say it's a powerful, stubborn palace horse. He's got toughness, grit, and a pioneering spirit. Perfect fit for Denver, apparently.
He's good.
I love that.
He had some attitude in that movie, if I remember correctly. Yeah.
The Raiders get Darth Vader. The Vikings get Thor. The Buccaneers get Captain Hook. The Seahawks get the mine. The seagulls from Finding Nemo.
Couldn't even get Scuttle, huh?
Mine. The 49ers are getting Stinky Pete the Prospector from Toy Story. And unfortunately, the Washington Commanders are getting Ham from the Toy Story, the fat pig.
Oh, Ham, he's cute, though.
But that's kind of cute, getting kids involved with the NFL this season. And yes, those really weird Disney adults that are probably wearing Mickey ears this morning. Just a hunch.
That's fine.
Ranker.com is out with their list for the best food for tailgating this season. No big surprises in, like, the top five. I mean, number one was hamburgers, followed by wings, and then hot dogs, and then sliders, which is essentially just a hamburger.
Yeah.
Brisket, tortilla chips, salsa, blah, 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 blah. The least amount of votes, though, included peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, trail mix, and beans. And then oatmeal, raisin cookies, and hummus.
That's so funny. You know, those are guys bringing all those things. Like,
are you kidding me? That's all the ladies.
No way. That's a dude.
I brought some hummus and some trail mix.
Peanut butter and jelly. This is what I had in my cupboard.
That's a ladies thing.
I'm
sorry. I brought a veggie tray and some hummus to Mile High.
I did not plan and needed a dish. That's a man. That's a man.
Is it?
No man is bringing hummus.
That is a man.
No man's bringing hummus.
A man's bringing peanut butter and jelly.
No.
It is kind of funny, though, isn't it? You know, like when you go to these tailgate things, they all share food, right?
Yeah,
Can you imagine rolling up and some guy's, hey, what's a peanut butter jelly sandwich and an oatmeal raisin cookie?
Say it's a guy.
Yeah, that might be a guy.
You guys ready for the big game today? I've had about 9 oatmeal raisin cookies. I'm pretty fired up.
You thought you'd heard it all?
Just when you think you've seen everything.
No, not even close.
Who's spiraling? Who's getting canceled?
What's the local buzz?
What can we expect? We're diving headfirst into the chaos. It's the Mile High High.
Yeah, what's up?
With JKJ
on Mix 100.
The big trending news of the day, it is the National Park Service 110th birthday. They're 110 years old today. That means
Hooray!
Free admission to all U.S. citizens and residents at National Parks today. So get your booty up to Rocky Mountain today and enjoy the crowds.
Yeah.
Happy birthday. PSLs are out today. Starbucks is dropping their PSL menu. I don't know.
That pumpkin cheesecake muffin is money.
Or just be a grown up and have a regular coffee.
Our company history. So a lot of different stops, like worldwide, but here specifically at DIA, they're going to have a new nonstop service to Paris beginning in May of next year.
Ooh, la, la.
So that's a really big deal. And then they have a new international aircraft in its fleet. It's the Born to Explore A321XLR.
The A321 XLR?
If you see it,
that's
coming.
What we just named our baby.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, so cute. What's its middle name?
Airbus.
It's my daughter, Airbus.
It's so funny.
Oh, Lord.
Okay, and then we got room for one more.
Okay.
It's here.
What?
It's finally here. Fat Marmot Week is upon us.
Your mom's a fat marmot.
I'm so excited. You should vote for her. Your vote for your favorite fat, chubby marmot, you could do this all week long. So it's coming out of Crested Butte, and it's the Rocky Mountain Biological Laboratory Marmot Project who's behind it. We talked about this when they were going to do it, and now it is currently in session.
What do they
vote.
Do there?
They track the marmots?
Well,
they track the marmots, but they really focus on the fact that they changed so much in the 5 months that they're getting ready for hibernation. These little marmots, they do nothing but eat. That's why I love them. They constantly feed on grasses and wildflowers. They're just always stuffing their fat little
marmot. It's like the people
cheeks.
At Golden Corral.
Yes, yes. If they had a little marmot buffet, that'd be it. Yes. So you can go vote for your fat little favorite marmot.
What do they eat?
Wildflowers.
Oh, did you already say that?
Yeah, grasses. But
just grasses and wildflowers?
But they constantly eat. That's the thing is they wake up, just start stuffing their faces. All the way through the day, just eating, eating, eating. They go to sleep, and they're still kind of just like falling asleep and putting things, you know, like how kids do, how they're like.
I was thinking about my mother-in-law.
In their high chair. But voting for your favorite marmot, it goes until Friday, and then we're going to crown the little Gordo winner on Saturday.
All right,
so
that's cute.
FatMarmotWeek.com if you want to take part.
There I'm going to go there right now.
There's my high hype.
Are you up to date on your drunk celebrities?
Goofy gossip.
B-movies and boy bands?
Yeah.
Katie is.
Especially the boy bands. Let's see who can out Katie.
In Katie Crush.
With JKJ.
Yeah, here we go. It's our fun pop culture game. It's Adria. Hi, Adria.
Hello. Well, how are you guys?
Well, we're fine. How are
awesome.
You? We're super dupes.
I'm doing okay.
Okay. Glad you called.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
Oh, no problem. It's a pleasure.
That's a fine tale.
A deep voice contest?
I know. What are we doing here?
Tell us a little bit about yourself, Adria.
I'm an assistant controller, and today's my son's 13th birthday.
Well, what do you control? What does that mean?
Accounting.
Well, you can
control
just
the numbers.
Oh, you should just say you're in accounting. It's a lot less confusing.
Okay, I'm in accounting.
Controller Thank you. Sounds awesome, though. Nah. I'd say controller.
Controller?
Better than I'm an accountant. Yeah.
All I think of is like a video game controller.
I think
she's a gamer, like
you're
Super
in
Mario.
You're in charge. You're a boss. That's what I think.
Really?
Controlling stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right,
see?
Never mind. Go back to controller. Katie talked me into it.
Sounds good.
What's your kiddo's name?
Turner.
Happy birthday.
Right.
Yay.
Yeah. Is there a theme for the birthday?
Video games.
He's a controller, too.
What are the odds?
That's amazing.
All right, Adria, I'm going to give you and Katie the same 5 pop culture trivia questions. Best out of 5 wins. Ties go to Katie because she made up the rules. Anything you would like to say, Miss Katie?
I hope you control this round.
Oh,
and you get
I'm
a win.
Try.
Yay.
Oh.
Okay, good luck.
Get out of here with your little punny nonsense. All right, she's grabbing all of her stuff. For some reason, she's taking her purse and her big coffee cup and her headphones. All right, she goes into a room where she can't hear anything. I come up with the question so there's no cheating. And then we'll find out if you are right or wrong once we bring her back in the studios. So let's get it on. Here's your first question. What was the name of the villain in Disney's Aladdin?
Jafar.
All right, Jafar.
American Eagle. Their jeans. That whole jeans campaign created some controversy by starring what blonde starlet in their recent ad campaign?
Oh, what's her name? She's I watch like, her movies all the time, too.
Yeah, she's the best actress I've ever seen, honestly.
I don't know. I'm totally blanking.
All right. Do you want to just say Jafar?
Yes, Jafar 2.
Jafar 2.0. All right. Here's your third question. What famous country singer covered Tracy Chapman's hit Fast Car? We played it a bunch here at Mix.
I know. I love it, too. It's such a good cover.
Well, let's not be crazy.
The guy from Booty of the Blowfish?
Darius Rucker? Would you like me to say Jafar 3.0 instead?
No, Darius Rucker.
D. Rucker.
Shout out.
All right. My wife has a crush on that guy. You know that?
He's a pretty good country singer.
He's a good looking dude. All right, here's a product one. What product has had the slogan, quote, the quicker picker upper?
Bounty.
And your fifth and final question. What rapper is Kendrick Lamar famously feuding with?
Drake.
D-Rake. All right, we'll bring Katie Cap back in. Let me add up how many you got here, Adria. Well, Katie, how are you? How
good.
Are you now?
Hi.
Good to see you. I missed you.
Oh, I missed
how was
you
your
too.
Adventure into the next room?
It was
Everything good.
Good? It was
okay.
good. I made a friend.
All right.
Okay.
You ready to play?
I'm ready.
Let me get my buttons ready. Katie, what was the name of the villain in Disney's Aladdin?
Jafar.
Adria, that's what you said as well.
Good job, Adria.
Boom, shakalaka. American Eagle. They had that jeans campaign that created controversy by starring what blonde starlet in their recent ad campaign?
Loved that campaign.
Oh, she's a blonde
That's
starlet.
That's Sydney Sweeney.
Yeah, Adria said Jafar 2.0. I don't know what that was all about.
I'd buy his jeans, though.
Good
looking villain.
Can we just take a moment and think about Sydney Sweeney?
I'll think about Jafar. You think about
Sydney Sweeney.
Okay, deal.
Katie, what famous country singer covered Tracy Chapman's hit, Fast Car? I don't even know why I put this one in.
Oh, who sang that? It was Luke Combs, right? Yep, Luke Combs said it.
Yep.
Yep.
Adria said Darius Rucker.
Oh.
She actually said Hootie and the Blowfish.
Yeah, Darius. Your fourth question. What product had the slogan, the quicker picker upper?
It was Bounty, right?
Adria, you know your paper towel as well.
Adria, you're doing good, though.
I'm more of a Costco paper towel guy, to be honest with you.
I do the Viva. The Viva's the best.
Viva's the best?
Viva is great.
It's so good. It's so absorbent and soft. You can use it for tissue if you need to.
Like if you run out of TP, can you use it?
Oh, absolutely.
Really?
Absolutely. It's so soft. Supple.
I'll have to give that a try.
It's awesome.
Probably not good for the plumbing system.
No,
though.
Probably not. Probably not.
Katie, what rapper is Kendrick Lamar famously feuding with?
Drake. He hates him.
Adrian, you said that as well. Oh, my God. You just destroyed
Did
today.
Did I come to play today?
You got all five today.
I got some sleep.
Adrian, you only got three. Katie's on fire today, though.
Yeah, no beating her.
Not today.
That's super annoying, though,
I know.
Huh?
He hates it. When I, like, get them all, you should see his face, Adria. He wants to push me down. He's like,
well, then it was worth the loss for you.
Yeah, we did it together, Adria. Yeah,
Adria, together. I'm in a good mood today, though.
Uh-oh, it's right.
I got to quit doing this. It's just like everyone assumes
it.
Now that they just get the prize.
I love it, though.
I got to quit doing this.
I love giving prizes.
I like it when you guys call in, though, and entertain us.
I know, and I like to win.
I'm sure your controller doesn't like it.
See, and you're funny.
She's so funny. We like you a lot, Adria.
I'm the controller here, Adria.
Yeah, yeah nice.
Give her the prize, Jeremy.
Okay.
Nice. Thank
Yay.
You.
Oh, you're welcome. I liked you a lot. You were a lot of fun. And yeah, I can hand out the prize when I'm in a good mood. So I'm going to put you back on hold. We're going to tell you how to get those tickets to Alamo and the snack pass. Thank you for calling in and playing today. It was nice meeting you.
You guys have a great day.
You too.
Okay,
thanks,
hold on.
Adria. I like her a lot.
Me too.
She was fun.
I got to stop doing that, though.
I like
really
when you do that.